Welcome to the third episode in our three-part podcast series on the Sunshine Act. In this episode, we will discuss reporting accuracy. I'm Dr. Mark Gilger, Pediatrician-in-Chief of Children's Hospital San Antonio and Professor and Vice Chair of the Department of Pediatrics at Baylor College of Medicine. I'm also Chairman of the Public Affairs and Advocacy Committee for the North American Society for Pediatric Gastroenterology, Hepatology, and Nutrition. With me today is Camille Bonta, Nesbigen's Policy Consultant in Washington, D.C. We're pleased to be a part of this podcast offering to Nesbigen members, which we hope will shed some light on the newly implemented law that requires transparency of relationships between physicians and industry. Camille, can you please elaborate on how to monitor and the impact on physicians?
Sure, Dr. Gilger. The reality is that the average American will care little about available information. On the other hand, current and future employers, the media, and public interest watchdog groups are probably most likely to access the data that's reported by manufacturers about their relationships with physicians and teaching hospitals. This is why it's important that physicians understand the steps that they can take to help make sure that reported information attributed to them is accurate. The 2014 information collection period is already underway for 2015 public reporting. One step physicians can take to ensure the accuracy of information attributed to them is to keep track of their relationships and interactions with industry. CMS has created a free mobile application that is available on Apple and Android platforms. The Open Payments application can be found by searching the App Store on a mobile device. An important feature of the app is that physicians can use it to send their profile information to industry representatives with whom they interact. This is accomplished through the use of a quick response or QR code. The same exchange of information can occur from an industry representative to a physician. Once the application is ready for use, a physician can record an interaction with a manufacturer in real time, including the nature of the interaction, any payment or transfer of value, and the date. Detailed information on how to access and use the app is available on the Open Payments website at cms.gov. Once CMS has received reports from industry, CMS will provide physicians at least 45 days to review and challenge any inaccurate or misleading information before it becomes public. Physicians will be able to review their information through an online portal. To access this information once it is available, physicians will need to register with the Open Payments System found at cms.gov. On February 18th, registration will open for manufacturers. Once registration opens for physicians, it will be important for physicians to register before reported information is available to review due to the short review period. Through the online portal, physicians can contact a manufacturer or a group purchasing organization that has submitted misleading or false information in order to resolve a disputed submission. If the dispute cannot be resolved, CMS will allow additional 15 days to achieve resolution before the information is made public. If resolution is still not reached, the information will be flagged as in dispute on the public webpage. There are also other steps physicians can take to ensure the accuracy of their information. Physicians can ensure that all financial and conflict of interest disclosures required by their employer or other entities are current and updated regularly. Entities requiring financial or conflict of interest disclosures may compare information posted on the public website to the disclosures that you have made with them. Physicians should also update their professional information and ensure their specialty is designated correctly in the National Plan and Provider Identifier Enumerator database. This information will be used by industry to confirm they have identified you accurately. Finally, while manufacturers are not required to oblige, physicians can ask their industry contacts to provide reportable information to them in advance for correction before it is submitted to CMS. Finally, Physicians are encouraged to go to Open Payments on the CMS website to become familiar with the program.
That's really helpful, Camille. Thanks very much for all this valuable information. This concludes this podcast series on the Sunshine Act. I'm Dr. Mark Gilbert.